Katarina, congratulations. A very impressive performance from you today. What are your thoughts on making it through against Jessica?
Well, I'm really happy with the result today and the way I was playing. I was preparing myself for a really difficult match because it's always difficult to play against her. And the last matches that we played, it was always three sets. So I was slightly like confusing after the first set, but I knew she's gonna play much better in the second one. So I was trying not to be distracted by that and just start all over again. And I'm really happy that I could finish in two sets finally, because like at the end it was a little bit shaky situation, but everything was good at the end.
This is your third straight set win this week. Again, a very impressive score overall. I was had the feeling that probably you are moving a bit better now than probably, as you spoke yesterday about some improvements on clay, if that was something that you also felt was an improvement in your game on clay.
Yes, I think that's helping a lot because when I first arrived here, I looked terrible on clay, but definitely helped that I played in Charleston and I played a lot of four matches there, so that helped a lot. But again, here the clay is different, and the first couple of practices it was not the greatest like to watch me on that court, but with the practices and with the matches I was feeling more and more comfortable on that clay, and I think now it's kind of like it doesn't bother me that much that it's clay.
Okay. Which part of the game you really liked about your game? What was really...
Like today or overall?
Also during the whole week so far.
I think the serve is pretty good. It's helping a lot and the really, like, really difficult situation. Not all the time because I lost it, I think, two matches in a row, like the first game on my serve and I lost it, but... overall, I think the surf is great this week, and I'm pretty happy with my baseline on the clay. So I'm trying to make it like a point, like a rally. So not that fast, like one, two, like two shots, and that's it. No, I'm trying to play it like more and more, and I'm kind of like trying to find the right rhythm. And the more I play, the more I could feel it on the baseline, and I really like that feeling.
Congratulations on the game today. So you're gonna play Yelena Ostapenko next. Have you had the chance to see some of her game against Iga?
I saw maybe like two games because when they started to play, I was cooling down, and then we went to play doubles, so I wasn't able to see that much. But I know Yelena, she plays well, and when she hits inside the court, it's difficult to do something about it. But for sure, it's going to be difficult tomorrow. I will try to do my best and hope for the best, and we'll see.
Your head-to-head against her is 5-5, as much as we know. But on clay, you are heading like 2-0 against her. Mm-hmm. If I'm right, how do you see the game against her for tomorrow?
Probably I will do the same thing I was doing the whole week. I won't try to think about like more like about her game, what she's gonna do or like what she's doing on the court, but basically on the things that I need to do. So the things I need to be focused on, and again, I mean like. Anything can happen. For sure, it's going to be a difficult match. And of course, I will try to do my best. And it's hard to tell before the match anything because every day is different. But again, we'll see.
Can you tell me why it's so difficult to play Yelena Ostapenko?
Because she hits hard, and sometimes it's almost every time she catches the line, you know, it's hard to return that kind of shots because it's fast, it's slow, and like you need to be prepared like all the time. So there's like you cannot like hit easy balls with her. You need to be prepared to hit. It's kind of aggressive too. So and it's hard to like maintain that kind of like. That kind of style of playing, so we'll see.
Another question: when you train with other players, either people that you prefer to train with, and does Yelena do you sometimes sort of hit balls with her, or don't you ever sort of do that with her, or who is it that you sort of would like to train?
It depends. Like, you know, when you check the practice schedule, like, sometimes you just train with the coach, with the basket, so just, like, a regular, like, serve or, like, return or, like, some kind of, like, easy shots. Sometimes when you want to, like, maybe hit crosses, you can hit with a hitting partner or someone. Or if you want to play points, you see, like, whatever who is looking at the time you want to hit, or maybe you want to at certain time, so you put yourself plus looking and someone will sign with you. So it's always like, you know, depends.